Was that how? Spit out timber, 6 feet long, just as thin as you get them out of oak, and that's pickets.
Uh-huh.
That you used to make our fences out of them around the garden.
Now, how would those little pickets be arranged to make the fence?
Well, some people knit them in a wire, put the wire at the top and just every other one, and one at the bottom.
And some just crosses them.
And some people nail them.
Well, now, do they go up and down, or do they go...
6 feet high.
They go up and down.
Up and down.
That's a picket fence.
That's one way for a picket fence, and some of them's this way.
Just
crossways.
Cross like
just
an
go
X.
Like that, uh-huh.
Like an X.
Yeah.
Now, a rail fence, how would that be?
Go stacking like this.
Just go like that and
like
ten
that.
Rails high and then on top of that.
Just stack one on top of another.
Uh-huh.
Ten rails
crossing
high.
It, the ends. All right. Now I'm going to, I know this will seem, well, let me ask you another question first. If you, out somewhere, if the ground dropped off suddenly and you wanted to build, what kind of wall would you build there to keep it from washing?
Well, put a rock wall.
Okay. Now, are there any different kinds of rail fences?
Well, at least with any kind of old chestnuts.
I meant, do you have any other names, any special names for them?
No, that's true.
Different kinds of rail fences. A rail fence is just a rail fence.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Now, this is going to seem silly to you, but I'm certainly not an artist, and I guess you're not either, but will you in some way draw me what a rail fence looks like?
Just anywhere on this
table? Any way you can do it.
And then you're, another one comes right up this way. So. See the stack up on top of each other.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll write that down.
And you
down.
Can put them 10 rail high if you want to.
Stack one on top of another.
We've got a few of them you can see back in the mountain there.
Mm-hmm. Put them high as you want to. See 10 rail or 8 rail, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. What do you call a large open wooden vessel for carrying water or milk?
A wooden pail.
All right. I suppose it was made out of metal. What would you call it?
Tin bucket, I guess. Just call it a bucket.
Now, if it's made out of wood, you'd call it a pail.
Yeah.
But if it's made out of metal, you'd call it a bucket.
Bucket.
Okay. All right. What do you call a heavy iron utensil for frying?
Skillet. Frying skillet.
Okay. What's that thing at the sink that the water comes out of?
Faucet, faucet.
Okay. Oh, well, now you know sometimes a barrel has the same kind of thing on it. What would you call it on a barrel? Something that you turn to let the water out.
Faucet too, if you put
in there. What'd you start to say? You started to say something else.
Like a spigot, there's something like that, you know, in a barrel.
Oh,
I know what that's called, yeah.
These faucets in there, spigot to the job.
Oh.
Now, you'd use faucet if it's in the house, and
spigot. Spigot to the job.
Spigot would be out in the yard.
Yeah.